Along the road north of Kharkiv city, sunflower fields are left to rot. This is harvest season, and much of the seeds were destined to the international markets. Many of the fields are now riddled with landmines, and there aren't many farmers left in the region. These rural areas towards the border with Russia have come under constant shelling. The main hospital targeted repeatedly. There's only one building left standing. Treatment rooms had to be moved to the underground shelters, but over the last few days, there are less wounded. But the colonel tells me that the Ukrainian forces still come under attack. We're at the northern edge of Ukraine. This is actually the beginning of the border area, Russia being only about 3 kilometers away from here. Now, it's only since a few days that calm has been restored in this place. The villages around here had come under constant cross-border shelling since the beginning of the war. Now Ukraine claims that some of its forces have reached several points along the border with Russia. There's no trace of Russian forces here after Ukraine started its counteroffensive in the northeast of the country. Russia announced it had pulled out all of its troops from the Kharkiv region. Their heaviest presence was further south. Along the road, more evidence of an army on the run, leaving everything behind. In the village of Bayrak, people are already fixing their homes. This man tells me they were given orders to stay at home, despite the damage and bombing. Many soldiers were living in houses of people who fled to safety. A warning on this door says, beware of mines. Russia still holds air superiority and is targeting infrastructure around the country. A dam near the hometown of President Zelensky was struck, causing major flooding in Kryvyi Rih. Ukraine is gaining momentum, but there is still more than 2,500 kilometers of front line before it can call victory. If anything, this counteroffensive has risen the spirits of a country under attack. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, in the Kharkiv region.